White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 30th, 1896. Dear children, I could not sleep past 1 o'clock this morning, so I dressed and am writing to you. I was pleased to receive your letters and am anxious to receive all the news you can give me in regard to your missionary work. I feel sorry that means has been diverted so abundantly in some places and so sparingly in others, where the field is large and where they are so much more in need of help. The love for souls for whom Christ has died will lead those who love God supremely and their neighbor as themselves to work the works of Christ. I am grateful to our Heavenly Father that you have so much to encourage you in the results of your labors. We are to be thankful for every token of good. It is a matter for rejoicing that so many have cast off the works of darkness and have put on the armor of light. They have the precious light of the Word, but the proving is to come. Will they remain steadfast as good soldiers of Jesus Christ? We are still in the enemy's country, and nothing but that wisdom and strength and courage which the Holy Spirit imparts to the soul will enable any one of us to maintain our position in the elevated path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in, the highway of holiness. There are downward steps, and there are upward steps. The command comes to us, go forward. The repentance toward God that brings the sinful human agent to Christ is a repentance that needeth not to be repented of. It manifests itself in an entire change of character, a turning from idols unto the living and true God. I am greatly in hope that our people who profess to believe the truth will come up to the help of the Lord as self-denying, self-sacrificing missionaries. See Judges 5, verse 23. You speak of your methods of teaching, or shall I more properly call it no methods? I can see wisdom in the no methods. I am sure if there were less forms and ceremonies in our churches, and a greater manifestation of that genuine simplicity, that true love and sympathy that reaches out for souls and bears others' burdens, much more would be accomplished. All who have the work of Christ to do must have the mind of Christ. The great burden is to educate these souls by the Word of God and adapt its teachings to all classes. It alone can purify the soul from all moral and spiritual impurity. The southern field needs workers who will adapt themselves to the situation. But we cannot hope to have true, earnest workers unless they are aroused from their torpor of indifference and idolatry of every degree. Sin is seen in its truly wicked character, and there is a turning to the Lord with full purpose of heart. The blessing of a Lord cannot rest upon them unless they shall turn from their selfishness and cooperate with Jesus Christ. The work that should have had its beginning in the southern field years ago has just commenced. Means have been absorbed in building up large establishments that were not really necessary. One half of the money expended on the Union College, Lincoln, Nebraska, was all that was really beneficial. The other half should have been appropriated to other, more needy fields. This is not my judgment or decision. It is the decision of one infinite in counsel. This large expenditure of money in one locality is not showing wise generalship. There should have been more done in the South and other destitute fields long ago. But help is needed just now. May the Lord impress His people, is my prayer.